You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day always joins us from Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Day Weather. Thanks, Don, for being with us. Let's start with this week in the Midwest and begin with the rainfall that came through. Quite a thunderstorm.
Yeah, and a pretty vigorous system, the same system that caused a lot of severe weather and winter weather out west is now, what's left of that system is now moving on through. So it's going to be a little bit cool on the backside of this system as we work our way through the next couple of days. But the air is going to be a little bit drier. While there still is going to be the possibility, the threat for a little bit of shower activity, I think as we work our way through the week, we'll get an opportunity to have a slow warm-up and a little bit in the way of some drier conditions as well. This will be especially true over the weekend.
How about in the northern parts of the Midwest? They're still running a bit behind, would like to get more corn in the ground and some soybeans started there too for Minnesota, parts of upper Iowa.
Well, you know, it's a lot like what we talked last week. It's really tough to get anything consistently warm or dry long enough to help those folks catch up. And with the coolness coming in behind the system that's moving through now, and the threat of some more shower activity and thunderstorm activity moving in early next week up there, while conditions compared to where they've been will get a little bit better, it's still not the pattern that they want yet.
And as you take a look more broadly across the United States, there are still some places, while we've been talking about showers and rainfall, that remain under drought conditions.
Yeah. Now, I've got a little bit of good news. It looks like as we get to the last 10 days of May, into the first week of June, I think this is going to be good news for a lot of folks. I think we're going to finally start to settle into a more consistently warmer weather pattern for the Corn Belt. Those dry areas in the southern plains, those winter wheat areas, those hard wheat areas of Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, portions of Colorado, I do see an uptick in their chances for getting some precipitation.
It may be too late and too little there, but we'll see how their crop pans out, I suppose, over time. Can you check in China for me and give me an update on the weather there and how the growing season has started?
Well, they're looking at some pretty stormy weather there right now and over the next 5 or 6 days, especially the central and southern areas. It looks cool and it looks very wet in China's southern and central areas. Probably going to stay that way here in the short term, not drying out and warming up till probably early next week.
No, and then one final note. I saw on your Twitter account that there were 36 inches of snowfall in the area. That's quite the dumper in this time of season, I would think.
Yeah, a May spring snowstorm, not unusual at all in the northern and central Rockies, but we saw some 3-4 foot snows in the mountains of southern Wyoming and central and northern Colorado. Some of the big river systems are looking at snowpacks that are anywhere from 120 to 160% normal in the central and northern Rockies. So good news there, but as you mentioned, not far south from there, drought conditions persist.
Hey, when you have that much snowfall and snowpack, what does that mean for the Missouri and flooding later on? Anything?
Well, not much of an impact there. It just takes too long, and there's a lot enough dam systems between here and there to stop things up. What it does mean is that the North Platte and South Platte systems and tributaries, that's really important for western areas of Nebraska, some of the key ag areas in northeastern Colorado, are going to have some good water to work with this season.
Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, and helps me wrap up this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.